Patient's name is Addie Cox, first name ADDIE, last name COX. Date of birth is 6/25/1993. Date of service 9/30/2022. History of present illness. This 29-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of, correction, this 29-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of asthma, exacerbation, shortness of breath for the past 2 days. She states that she is moving to a different state, so she has been having to go into her attic to sort through things and bring them down, which has exacerbated all of her symptoms. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, her albuterol inhaler and Advair discus, medical history, asthma, surgical history, C-section tubal, right ovary removed, social history, denies drugs, ETOH, admits to smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 112 over 68, heart rate 136, respiration 16, temp 98.3, O2 95, and she weighs 259 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. She is obese, H-E-E-N-T. Her mucous membranes are moist. Pupils are pearl. Bilateral containment membranes intact. She has some mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations are even but labored. They are very shallow. She is diminished in her lower lobes, maybe a mild wheezing in her upper lobes. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ano, times 4, gait study, skin, form, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, acute bronchitis, and number 2, asthma, exacerbation. Patient will get a shot of Rocephin and Decadron here in the office, and I'll also give her a prescription of Levaquin for 7 days and a Medrol dose pack. And then I want to give her a prescription of Promethazine DM. I did offer her Promethazine with codeine, but she states that she does not feel comfortable taking a narcotic, which I think is perfectly acceptable. If she develops fever, she'll take over-the-counter fever-reducing medication. I did give her ER precautions as her heart rate is very high and her O2 sat is low, but she feels like she does not need the ER at this time. I did encourage that if she became short of breath to call 911. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.